You don't just walk up to your friends and say, hello. Yeah, when I was 17, I survived a plane crash. It's not something that comes up that often when you meet somebody on the street. But that's my story. I am a survivor. When I was 17, I was traveling with my parents in a small 6-seat private plane. And coming back from looking at colleges, we ran into bad weather, crashing at the hometown where I grew up, about a quarter mile off the runway. I was lucky, pulled from the wreckage, taken to the hospital where my father worked, recognized by his friends that were doctors. But my parents didn't survive that crash. I was lucky. I spent 3.5 months in the hospital, surviving through turbulent times. It's a tragedy that has shaped me. What has happened to Kobe Bryant's family and the 9 people that were in the helicopter crash yesterday elicits memories. It makes me think of the tragedy I lived through. It makes me feel for Kobe's wife and 3 remaining children. Actually, anytime I hear about accidents and death, I get flashes of my own experience. I sit and think about legacy. I also think about making sure that my survival is worthwhile. Because there was a while when I was young that I always questioned, why me? Why me, a young 17-year-old man, survived, or boy, whatever I was, survived and taking my parents who were successful in their lives. I have physical scars and emotional scars from that time, just like all the people that have suffered tragedies in their life. Death of loved ones, accidents that might maim or kill, or just people who have relatives who've died of natural causes. It's trauma. We have a lot of it in our lives, and we have to figure out how to focus afterwards on moving forward. And what will be our legacy, and how can we remember them in our lives' actions? How can we live up to their expectations and dreams, and how can we make our own? It's not stuff people talk about often, because it's the hard conversations. Most of the time, when people hear about the tragedy in my life, the quick response is they're sorry, and they are, and they're genuine. But as a survivor, it's not always the easiest thing to heal, because my quickest response in my head is, it's not your fault. You don't have nothing to be sorry about. You didn't know. I don't bring it up often, but when it does come up, I will freely talk about it. I talk about it with my students to let them know that there's life after these things. You can't blame anyone. There's no one to blame when an accident happens. It's an accident. You have to pick up the pieces, figure out what your purpose is, and live in the legacy. Live for the people that are gone and live for yourself. And that's what I try to do. And that's what I try to teach. So it was an honor to watch Kobe Bryant play basketball, but he was so much more. His legacy will live on just like my parents. He'll live on in his children just like my parents' legacy lives on through theirs. So When you hear about these stories, remember all that were involved in the tragedy. It's so much more than Kobe's family. It seemed like there was 9 people on that plane, and each of them have family and loved ones to care about. But then also remember that there are crashes and accidents every day around us. So help all those in need. Reach out that kind thought and think about the legacy we can help others make. Think about how we can work together as a community full of traumatic tragedies, can help everybody through it by being kind, by being supportive, by being the role models for everyone. And when I listen to Kobe Bryant's story and listen to his words that he shared, it seems like that's what he'd want. He'd want every NBA player to work as hard as him, practice as hard as him, play as hard as him, love his game as hard as him. And that's all we can ask. That's what I think about with my parents. Work hard, do your best, be proud of what you do. And then support everybody else. Encourage them to work hard and be proud of what they do. The honesty, integrity of all that is what makes us a society. Sometimes I feel we've lost this. We need to celebrate the life, not mourn it. We need to celebrate the legacy and create our own. So the next time you see a tragedy, reach out with kindness and help celebrate the legacy. To number 24 and everybody like him. Stay curious, my friends. Have a wonderful day.